Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Dragon Overlord by Charlene Hartnady. Narrated by Bradley Ford. Prologue. Amy managed to slide a hand between the elevator doors just before they closed. She was panting hard as she walked inside, hitting the button for the fourth floor repeatedly. "Come on, come on," she chanted, as if saying the words would make the doors shut quicker. After what felt like an age, they finally slid closed, and the elevator lurched upward. Amy pulled some damp hair behind her ear. If anything happened to Lisa or her nephew, she would never forgive herself. Amy ran from the elevator before the doors were fully open, almost running into a doctor. "Sorry," she yelled. "Hey," the guy in the white coat stepped back, lifting both his arms. "Amy," someone called to her from down the hallway. It was Sean. He was smiling. Sean was smiling. Not just smiling, the man was positively beaming. It made her heart rate slow and her breathing come easier. "Where is she?" Amy jogged towards him. "Is Lisa okay? What about the baby?"
"They're fine," he laughed. "I'm a dad. I can't believe it. Can you believe it?
And Lisa? I thought it was an emergency." Amy realized that her voice was raised. She forced herself to calm down.
"It was. The baby's heartbeat started dipping with every contraction. They performed an emergency C-section. The cord was wrapped around little Christopher's neck."
"Holy shit!"
One of the nurses at the station shushed her.
"Sorry,"
she mumbled in that direction before locking eyes with Sean.
"I'm so sorry I couldn't be here sooner."
She'd been presenting a project to a client. Her phone was on silent. She'd missed 23 calls and 7 messages.
"Ingrid and Jen just left about 5 minutes ago."
Amy nodded. Their older sisters would have been there in a flash. It gave her some comfort to know that Lisa wasn't alone through her ordeal.
"I'm meeting your mom in the hospital restaurant. Lisa doesn't like hospital food. I'm ordering something from there for her. You go on in. Go meet your nephew."
"Congratulations," Amy smiled.
Sean smiled back like his face might split in half.
"Thank you."
They hugged.
"You too, Amy. You're an auntie."
Again. This wasn't her first rodeo. Amy had 3 nieces and 2 nephews now that Christopher was there.
"Can I get you anything to eat?"
Sean asked as he pulled away. Amy shook her head, feeling guilty.
"No, thanks. I can't stay too long."
She had to be at an installation with a new client. It was important for her to be there, that she didn't drop the ball. James was still being handed the best clients on a silver platter. One of these days, the management at Trivector wouldn't be able to overlook her any longer. They just wouldn't be able to.
"See you soon."
Sean gave her a quick hug.
"Definitely,"
she smiled, watching her brother-in-law walk to the elevator. She sucked in a big breath, walking down the hall in the opposite direction. According to the numbers next to the doors, her sister's room was the next one. She stopped outside the closed door. There was this weird feeling inside her. She couldn't quite put a finger on what that feeling was. Then she gave a soft knock on the door and entered. Amy found herself having to paste a smile on her face. Why? What was wrong with her? Her sister was lying in the bed with the backrest slightly inclined. Her eyes were bloodshot. She looked exhausted, but happy.
"You poor thing," Amy said, going over and gently hugging Lisa. "I'm so sorry I missed it."
"You didn't miss anything. No one was allowed in once those alarms started going off. They only let Sean stay. You would have had to wait down the hall like everyone else. I know how busy you are."
"Not too busy for my little sister."
She sank down on the bed next to Lisa.
"Not for you."
She clasped her sister's hand, her eyes suddenly welling with tears.
"Hey, Ames, I'm fine. Christopher is fine, too."
"I'm glad."
She pushed out a huge breath.
"I'm so in love with him already."
Lisa's red-rimmed eyes lit up.
"He's perfect."
She looked past Amy. Amy twisted so that she could look into the little bassinet next to the bed. Christopher was swaddled in a white blanket. He was sleeping. His cheeks were rosy. He had the cutest button nose. Amy swallowed down the lump in her throat.
"You're right. He's perfect, Lisa," her sister sighed. "He's everything I ever wanted. We're a little family now."
"I'm so happy for you." Amy smiled, even though her eyes were stinging and her nose was threatening to run. She sniffed. Amy was incredibly happy for her sister. Her baby sister. It wasn't supposed to happen this way. That funny feeling inside her. It was longing. Longing for this.
For a family?
No. Couldn't be. Amy had always put her career first. It had been years since she'd had a boyfriend. Forever since she'd been on a date, even. Where was this coming from? Amy heard a loud ticking sound. She looked up at the walls around them, searching for a clock, suddenly realizing that the sound wasn't a sound at all. That it was a feeling. And it was coming from inside her. Her clock was ticking. Not just that, she was lonely. Had she been reaching for the wrong thing all along? No. She loved her job. She enjoyed the thrill of the clothes, of working with people. She loved the installations and the operations side of it just as much. In the industry she was in, she couldn't have both. Most careers wouldn't allow for a family. Amy needed to choose.
"He's beautiful," she told Lisa.
"I'm so proud of you. I'll see you on the weekend," Amy said as she rose to her feet.
"I've got to go."
"Of course," Lisa smiled. "Our big career girl. We're proud of you." The compliment didn't warm her. Amy felt hollow inside. She shoved the feeling away. There was no time for feeling sorry for herself. Chapter 1. 2.5 months later. Amy sat up straighter in her chair.
"How much did you just say the deal would be worth?"
she asked, unable to believe what she had just heard. She looked at Ray skeptically, cocking her head and narrowing her eyes.
"It would be a $2 million deal if we secured the business."
Their boss slapped his hand on the sleek table, beaming from ear to ear.
$2 million,
he added, giving a holler.
"Holy fucking shit,"
she blurted before she could stop herself. They were in the middle of a board meeting. Their CEO, Ronald Taylor, raised his brows disapprovingly. Amy widened her eyes.
"Oops.
My apologies for the outburst." She cleared her throat, turning back to Ray, who was still beaming.
"Holy fucking shit is right."
He slapped his hand on the long, gleaming table, hitting it harder this time.
"If we secure this business, it would be the deal of the year. Trivector needs this to turn things around."
"Who is this company? Who requires an installation of that magnitude? I can't recall you saying," she asked.
"That's because I didn't mention it."
Ray sat back down, shuffling through some papers on his desk.
"They wish to remain anonymous at this stage."
"Weird. Anonymous?"
That made no sense. She sat back in her chair and folded her arms.
"Does seem strange."
Her biggest rival, James Oliver, leaned forward, putting his elbows on the table.
"What type of security systems are we pitching them if we don't know who we're pitching to?"
Ray ignored James, even though his point was valid.
"How do we even know they are legitimate?"
Mr. Taylor asked, lacing his fingers together. His bushy gray eyebrows drew together and he pursed his lips.
"Have there been any developments since we spoke yesterday?" "Oh, they're legit all right, Ron. I didn't get a chance to tell you, but they sent all the details this morning, including travel tickets to some obscure town called..."
He started rifling through the papers.
"Dalton Springs," he said. "That still doesn't mean anything. Their terms are odd, to say the least. What we need is something concrete. Did they disclose any further information? Mr. Taylor's tone was no nonsense. They deposited $50,000 in the company account an hour ago as a down payment if we agree to meet them on their terms.
The CEO's eyes doubled in size. Then again, so did Amy's.
We would be expected to conduct a full assessment and then to present our solution to their board. We'd have 3 days to survey and then 2 to put a presentation together. Should they decide not to go with us, we keep the $50K regardless. It's a no-brainer. Ray shrugged. Did you get a chance to chat to HR about that one particular requirement?
Mr. Taylor looked unsure, looking down at the table and chewing on his lip.
I don't like it, Raymond. I have a better solution. Once this meeting is concluded, we can talk through the finer details. You can advise on the way forward and whether or not you would like any changes made to the schedule and plans.
Sounds good, Mr. Taylor rubbed his smooth chin. His eyes were clouded in thought. Who is getting the account? The million, make that $2 million question, and damn it, James beat me to it.
That will be one of the finer details up for discussion, Ray commented.
Can we pitch for it? James added, looking smug. Asshole.
No, Ray shook his head.
My figures speak for themselves. James leaned back in his chair like he didn't have a care in the world.
His small paunch caused the buttons on his shirt to strain.
I've been with Trivector Security Systems for 12 years now. I said that pitching for the business wasn't necessary. Mr. Taylor and I will pick the candidate we feel is best suited for this particular assignment.
Ray's voice was clipped. He removed his glasses and rubbed his eyes, looking tired now that the excitement had died down.
Noted. James nodded, a smile toying with his lips.
The bastard was assuming that he already had the account, which he more than likely did. Amy bit down on her tongue to keep herself from putting in a similar pitch. She'd only been with Trivector for 3 years. Her first year hadn't been great. Thankfully, they'd given her a chance to learn the ropes before pulling the plug on her. Sales was a cutthroat game. Bring in the figures or you were out the door. She'd worked harder than anyone on the team. Perhaps her figures weren't quite as high as James Oliver's when you looked at the gross amount, but her new business numbers beat everyone out, including James I'm-so-smug Oliver. She looked to the side, seeing Mr. Taylor give her rival a small nod of the head.
Fucking hell.
This really was a good old boys' club. She was the only female on the team. She was sure the only reason she'd been hired in the first place was that she was cute.
Cute.
Ah, she hated that word. She hated how certain doors had opened for her as a result. Hated even more how many had closed. Because if you were pretty, you didn't have a brain. At least that was the general consensus. For once, she wished she could sprout a dick and grow an Adam's apple. Then she knew without a doubt that she would get this business. That Mr. Taylor would be giving her a nod. But because of her lack of cock and balls and her nice, perky set of boobs, she would be overlooked. Again. It was frustrating. Irritating as hell. Her mind wandered to her brand new nephew. To tiny Christopher. To his gummy little smile and chubby little hands.
Moving on, Ray said. Let's discuss new business installations scheduled for the coming week.
Moving swiftly along? Yep, Ray was right. There was nothing else she could do except work hard and prove herself even more than she had already. There would be more opportunities, and not just at Trivector. Perhaps it was time to start looking for another position. In fact, that's what she was going to do. It was time for a change. Life had become boring and predictable. Since her work was her life, something needed to give. There was this feeling of restlessness that had unfurled in her. The feeling wouldn't let go. There was a light knock on the door. Come in, she said, sounding bored. Amy was bored. The more she thought about it, the more she agreed with her decision earlier today. It was time for a change. There was no way she was ever going to see any real growth or recognition in this company.
Not without a dick.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?